Knoxville Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Carmen City Supply, Frontier Bank, Found Bureau Financial, Dins Country Meats, Johnson County Hospital, Armbruster Motor Company, and Midland Genetics.
Good afternoon, everybody, from Beatrice City Auditorium. It's time for our coverage to begin of the 94th annual Mendekis Basketball Tournament here at Beatrice City Auditorium. A couple of games here this afternoon, then switch over later to Beatrice Middle School for a boys' game. Today we start with the girls, Randy Gatula, semifinal round action in Class A today.
That's right, John. First up, we've got the Sacred Heart Irish girls taking on Bruning Davenport Chickley. Semifinal action, girls A division. Sacred Heart coming in here at 10-2. BDS at 11-1. Their only loss has been to Cross County. John, you got to kind of feel looking at these records like this could possibly be the championship for this tournament. The other side of the bracket, you're going to have Parkview Christian and Johnson Brock. We'll have that game a little bit later this afternoon on the other semifinal side, but this should be the premier matchup of the afternoon here, Sacred Heart and BDS.
Heard that from some people today. There's some folks, I think, maybe listening in on their way up here for Johnson Brock that might disagree.
I'm sure they would. We would sure like to see a Johnson Brock. We do these girls' semifinal games here at the City Auditorium. I'll be packing up and moving over to the Beatrice Middle School for boys' Class B semifinals. Our friends the Pawnee City Indians are taking on Exeter Milligan. That game's scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off. So the bottom line is we're going to have lots of basketball this afternoon and this evening for all of our listeners both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3 later. Our good friend Ken Cook stopping by, John.
He's got popcorn, I can smell it.
Yes, he does.
Smell his popcorn.
You know, that's one of my favorite parts about this Mendekis tournament, John.
Popcorn?
No, we get to see all of our old friends. Russ Hicks was in here the other night. We talked to him Monday, and now you see Ken Cook come by. And some of those guys have been around even longer than we have.
Come on. They have.
94th annual tournament. John, somehow we missed the first 40 of them, but been there for the rest, I think, so. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this first game and get that covered. First of all, as we mentioned, the BDS Eagles are 11-1 on the season. Their only loss was earlier this year to Cross County. Coach Sheena Gerberding will go with Ashley Schlegel. Schlegel is 5'4 and a senior. Allie Hoynes, also a senior at 5'6. Hannah Miller. Miller is a 5'6 senior. Jessa Lynn Hudson, a senior at 6'3. And Mallory Dixon, 5'11 and a senior. You heard the common thread there, John. All five starters, upperclassmen, all seniors, all experienced ball players on this Eagles basketball team.
That's great for that year, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the next year you go, oh, gosh,
ouch.
What are we going to do now?
Yeah. Starting lineup for the Sacred Heart Irish, coached by Coach Luke Sando. They are 10-2 on the year. They'll go with Olivia Eichhoff, a 5'8 senior. Delaney Witt, a senior at 5'4. Gentry Lechtenberg, a sophomore at 5'8, starting tonight. Jessica Wurtenberger, a senior at 5'10. And Macy Thorpe, a 6-foot senior. Noticeably absent from that starting lineup, McKinley Scholl, 5'8 junior. She got the start of the season opener at Sterling and was projected to be right in there as a starter consistently and injured her hip, has not returned. They hope to have her back in another week or two. That's according to Coach Luke Sando. So the Irish 10-2, the Eagles 11-1. This ought to be a fun matchup.
I talked to McKinley here earlier this afternoon, and she said, I'm ready to get back as soon as I can. I'm ready to go because I'm getting bored. So when you're sophomore, junior in high school, you're probably bored if you've been on crutches. Well, but at least she threw the crutches away now.
We still have a few pregame festivities and pageantry to get out of the way here. Our national anthem coming up, our introduction of starting lineups over our public address system, and then we'll be ready to tip this thing up. Again, we want to remind you this is the first of three games that we have for you. This first one, the Irish and BDS here on KTNC. Then at 5 o'clock, we'll switch over to our sister station, Sunny 101.3. We'll have the Johnson Brock Eagles taking on Parkview Christian. That's going to be another dandy matchup over there. Then at 7 o'clock this evening on Sunny 101.3, the boys B Division semifinal, Pawnee City Indians and Exeter Milligan. That's what we have on tap for you, plus, of course, We'll be reporting scores from the other games that are being played at the site across the street over at the middle school, as well as our live coverage. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the tip-off and get this thing underway. You're listening to live coverage of the 94th Annual Mudeikis Basketball Tournament on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is having an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, January the 17th. Stop by the Max Rathman Conference Room between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. You can make an appointment by visiting redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC. Or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives. The Community Medical Center on-campus blood drive, Tuesday, January 17th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Max Rathman Conference Room.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Listening at MSCSports.net, Click on Listen Live, select KKNC. Here with first quarter, play-by-play is KKNC's John Nixon. 6'3 senior Jesselyn Hudson steps in to hurt against Jeffrey Lechtenberg and controls the tip to the backcourt, up the floor of the basketball, Ashley Schlegel.
Nice numbers.
Yeah, they are. Rebound, no turnovers, and run. That was the three keys I got from City Hart. Here's a long shot to start the game up. No good. Rebound underneath there by Hudson, and we have a whistle and a ball out of bounds. No foul down there underneath the bucket.
We have dark maroon numbers on black jerseys. My goodness.
And long ponytail.
What a thing to do.
Inbound from the baseline. Bring out Tom. Ooh, nice catch and holding her balance. Was the player for the Eagles there.
That's Schlegel, I think.
Schlegel, yeah, I know. That's
bad.
Schlegel with it, turns around the left side, now the wing. Back out Schlegel. Sayart zoned up here. Take it inside there for Hudson. Take it back out across the right side. Now working around the defense. Ball tipped by Lechtenberg, and there's a foul on Sayart on Eichbauer Witt.
Foul's going to be on Delaney Witt. That's her first personal team foul number one on the Irish.
Inbound in front of the Sayart bench will be Hannah Miller. Miller will look and stay out top of the basketball now in the hands of Haley Point. Point curls around, hands the ball off now to Schlegel. Schlegel looking off the left side to Miller. Miller making a drive down the left side, pulls up on the wing, back out to the top to Hudson for three. Up and down for the 6-3 senior. And the lead goes early to the EDS squad. Got up the board, Sig Hart first off into possession of the ball game. Out top, Olivia Eichhoff. Over it goes. Witt on the right side, back to Eichhoff. Zoned up for the Eagles at the moment. Lechtenberg with it, out top. Swinging around, now to the left side, Eichhoff with it. Now it will be a corner three ball, too strong, up no good there by Wurtenberger. Controlled by Miller of the Eagles. Miller will give it away and count up the floor with it. Once again, it'll be Schlegel. Schlegel to the right side for Hoynes. Hoynes pass it down. Stolen away by the Irish. Taken away there by Wurtenberger. Head to Eichhoff. Three on three now holds up. Looks to the corner. Comes cross court. Sid Wurtenberger down to Witt in the left corner. Back out top. And now Witt again. Three ball open left side on the rim. Up. Won't go. Rebound brought down there by Miller. She's got a couple of early rebounds in the ballgame. And it's 3-0 to BDS with the lead and the ball to the front court. Out top, Schlegel. Excuse me, that's Point. Now around to Schlegel on the right side. Trying to post up inside will be Hudson against Macy Keeper in there. Trying to play in front and behind her a little bit. It looks like here's a shot short. Wurtenberger the rebound off the miss there by Dixon. Now quickly to Witt. Down to Lechtenberg, 15-foot left jumper, up and good. And the Irish are on the board for about 15 feet on the left side. Back up the floor, here's the basketball. Here we go. It's going to be down the left side. Sig Herbler got knocked down. Keeker comes up with a rather killer, comes up with a loose ball. Now to Wurtenberger in traffic, leans in, and traveling will be the call on Jessica Wurtenberger.
5 minutes, 12 seconds to play first period here in Beatrice, 3-2. The Irish down by one early. Couple of substitutes into the ballgame. Hannah Cadle checks into the lineup for BDS. Also, Haley Silva in the contest now for the Eagles.
I remember Hannah Cadle from last year now that I see her up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Off the floor, 3-2, BDS. We got 5:05 to go here in quarter number one. BDS with the ball ahead to Hudson. Hudson swinging to the right side. Schlegel looking. Back out of the top to Cadle. Cadle inside to Hudson. She decided to dribble at 6-3, and that got her a jump ball. Hell of balls. The Irish reach in there. Wurtenberger with a nice play.
Yeah, great job defensively by Wurtenberger to reach in and tie up Hudson. I'm all for having Hannah Cadle stay in the ballgame. She's easy to spot for the gal out there.
I agree. Up the floor with it. Witt to the front. Delaney hands off to Olivia Eichhoff. Back to Witt. Three ball. Right wing. Rim. No. Rebound picked up there. Here comes Schlegel with the ball for BDS. The front court on the right side to Cadle. Cadle back out top Miller. Miller to the right side, gives the ball up to Dixon. Now down to Hill. Long three ball up. Too long. Rebound. Jessica Wurtenberger on the move with it over the top of Lechtenberg. Run out. Layup is up and good. He's got all 4 points. The Irish take the lead. 4 to
3.
Andrea Luxenburg has played well for the Lady Irish, getting her opportunity with the injury there to McKinley Scholl, and she's making the most of it.
Be interesting to see what they do when McKinley comes back, what your adjustments the Irish will have to make.
Shared minutes.
Coming around on the right side, Schlegel off to Keel. Dribbles up, knocked away by Luxenburg. Gentry, one sophomore. Sometimes she commits a foul or two. Here's a three ball on the way up, off the rim. No good. Rebound on the deck. Miller picks it up. Ball won't go. Rebound brought out of there again by Wurtenberger for the Irish. To the front, lob it in. Keeker on the right wing, underneath to Icon. Layup is good. A whistle and a foul.
Great job by Macy Keller with the assist. Turn around, threaded the needle into the paint, and got it into the hands of Eichhoff. She's fouled by Jessica Hudson. Hudson's first personal, team foul number one on the BDS Eagles.
Timeout called by the Eagles. They trail 6-3. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to the Biafra City Auditorium, 94th Annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. 3 minutes, 36 seconds to play in the first period. And the Sacred Heart Irish up on the BDS Eagles, 6-3 here early in the contest.
Sacred Heart will have Olivia Eichhoff at the free throw line. We get back to action here after the timeout by BDS. She'll go to the line shooting 66.7%. She's already had 54 free throw attempts this year, maybe. And she is way behind. Jess Warburg shot 73 free throws already in 12 games.
Wow. Well, that play just before the timeout, the result in the foul. What a job Macy Keller did. Threading the needle, put it right into the hands of Eichhoff in the paint for what looked like was going to be a short two, and it was. Plus, they drew the foul.
At the line, Olivia Eichhoff, senior, gets set. Eyes the bucket. It's on the way up. And she drills that. And the Irish lead is now 4-7-3. The Irish have ran off 7 straight here. Half fall behind 3-0 early on. To the free throw circle. Now out on the left side wing. Short jumper up and good for left side. That'll be Miller on the bucket. Hannah Miller, I believe 31. On the bucket with Randy.
Yes. Okay.
3:18 to go in the first quarter. 7-5. Sacred Heart. Left side. Eichhoff to Wurtenberger. Screened away by Nisi Keller. Now out. Swinging into the game now is Daisy Witt, a 5-4 freshman for the Irish. Keller, free throw line, gives it back to Eichhoff. Olivia against the zone to the right corner to Lechtenberg. Back out top to Daisy Witt. Now it goes Eichhoff again. Moving the ball to the left side to Wurtenberg. The Irish having trouble getting inside. Wurtenberg coming back now. Eichhoff dribbles to the left wing. Moves up. Oh, she lost the ball. It's loose and it's picked up. Sliding to a stop is Keel. Throws it forecourt to Hudson. They'll say she never had control of it, Randy. I've seen that a lot this year. And now back out to Keel. Driving the left side lane. Throws it off the glass. Up. No good. Hudson the rebound. They move back up and in. For the 6'3 senior. She's got 5 and we're not up at 7. Eichhoff, front court, looking. Left side passes right side. Daisy with the Eichhoff. The one thing the Irish don't have a lot of this year, Randy, is people that really want to shoot 3-pointers. They'll drive in, Wurtenberger up. Lost it, got it back with the left hand up, no good. Rebound, Macy Keeper again. Keller. Puts it up and in. I'm stuck today. 9-7. And now Cato the other way. Lob the ball to the free throw line. And a little turnaround up is no good. That shot put up there. Probably got a lot of foul girls. That was Silva. And here comes the Irish. A little running hook across the lane. Up no good. picked up there. Eichhoff, no good on the shot. Rebound brought down again by Hobson.
Eichhoff had a nice look at it there in the paint, just couldn't get the ball.
She did a nice move. I don't recall really seeing that one before. Cadle drives in, throws up kind of a wild little hook shot. He goes to Hudson off the glass, and a foul called as she gets the rebound.
Foul is going to be on Jessica Wurtenberger. On Wurtenberger, that is her first team foul, number two on the Irish.
At the line will be Jessalyn Hudson. 5 points the ball game, makes it six. As the free throw is good, and now it's 9-8. Ready to go with the second free throw. 1:18 to play in the first quarter. It's up. It rattles off. No good. Jessica Wurtenberger with her fourth rebound already this first quarter. She'll hand the ball off to Delaney, which is back in the ballgame now. It's going to be Delaney. Lobs it inside. Wurtenberger in the paint. Dribbles out of there. Back out to Delaney. Went back to Wurtenberger. 12-footer up in the lane. Good. Jessica Wurtenberger with her first two of the ballgame, and the Irish are up three. To the front court we go. The front court is going to be Angston Schlegel. Schlegel to Cadle. Cadle to the high post with it to Silva. Fired it. The bank is open. And that'll be Haley Silva, number 23. Randy with the bucket. It's 11-10. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Coach Luke Sound says get one good shot.
Thank you.
I see where she was at and the way she turned, but hard to tell. All right, standing in the midcourt circle. Delaney Witt talking to little sister. They play catch. Now over Eichhoff, 14 on the clock. Delaney stands in the midcourt circle. Now they move the 10 into the post. Wurtenberger draws three defenders up off the glass on the right side. It's good. Wurtenberger puts the Irish up 13-10, and even the buzzer is no good. After one, it's Sayer 13, BDS 10. Back in 1 minute on PTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit iJob.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Beatrice City Auditorium. Ready for second quarter action. The Sacred Heart Irish up 13-10, leading the BDS Eagles. I'm Randy Gattuso, along with John Nixon. We're ready to move into the second period. It'll be the Eagles basketball inbounding it at midcourt. Having trouble getting it in. Now the ball is inbounded, tossed into Hoynes. Ellie Hoynes to the right side with it. Comes off to Miller, into the corner. Schlegel, baseline right side. Back up to Hoynes, around the top of the key. In the corner, here's a long three. No, they call it a two.
I'm looking. Help me out, John. I'm looking. That's Dixon, 34.
She had it. They called it a two, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yes, 13-12. Still up by one of the Irish with the basketball as Eichhoff at the top of the key. Wurtenberger in the corner, baseline right side. Up on the right wing comes to Witt. Wurtenberger for three from the right side, up and off, no good. The rebound pulled down by Hudson. Hudson with the outlet pass finds Schlegel with the basketball. Schlegel across the timeline, picked up in the man-to-man defense by Eichhoff to the left side. Underneath it comes into Miller. Turnaround shot up and off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger will bring the ball down court herself. Into the corner, baseline left side, finds Eichhoff with the basketball. Eichhoff picked up by Schradl defensively to the top of the key. It comes to Wurtenberger. In traffic, they put it inside the Leckenberg. She was mauled under there. Had to kick the ball back out to the top of the key. On the right side, Delaney went with the ball. Whip. Little spin move to the top of the key. Gives it up to Wurtenberger. Irish hesitating on taking the open shot. Now Eichhoff will launch a three from the top of the key. And got it. Nice
Nice job by Olivia Eichhoff as she nails a three from the top of the circle. It's 16-12. The Lady Irish up by four with 6:35 to play here in the first period. BDS basketball. Miller from the right side. She'll put up a three. It's good. Boy, that was a quick answer.
That's
Hudson.
First game.
Yeah, Hudson with the three from the right wing out here. 16-15, Irish up by one. Wurtenberger's basketball on the left wing. Top of the circle to Eichhoff. Bounce pass, right wing Delaney Witt. Into the corner, deep baseline, right side. Keller with the ball. They put it into Lichtenberg, and the paint shot is up. Couldn't get it to fall off the rim. And the rebound comes down to BDS. Into fourth court is Ashley Schlegel. Schlegel picked up by Eichhoff to the left elbow with the pass. Baseline down in the corner, deep left side. Now at the free throw line, they give it back up top to Schlegel. Schlegel looks for the cutter through the paint. Couldn't get it. Lichtenberg knocks it all the way from her. Goes out of bounds. Off of Gentry. Lichtenberg and one to BDS.
A three-pointer down here for Olivia Eichhoff. Her first of the year now. 1-for-3.
Yeah, we should explain once again that BDS has a very, very dark maroon numeral on a black number that makes them nearly illegible out here. John and I have to work together to ID these ball players. Here's a spin move in the paint. Nothing there. They kick it back to Miller. Miller lob pass underneath, stolen away by Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff down court quickly with the basketball. Takes it all the way into the paint. Collision. Shot is up. And a blocking foul on the baseline. We're going to put Eichhoff to the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on who?
No. 13. That's 13
years. They put 12 up on a thing up there.
And I think that's what he signaled.
But it was obviously 13.
There's probably some unhappy BDS fans over there. They were wanting to charge.
Yeah. At the free throw line, Eichhoff, she'll be shooting two shots. Olivia, one out of one from the line so far. This one is up and off. No good. She's now one out of two. Olivia has 6 points in the ballgame.
Dacey Witt back in the ballgame. Jessica Wurtenberger sits down for the Irish here.
The freshman Dacey Witt's been getting some quality minutes with this team and hitting some threes, too, when I watched them play, so... Olivia Eichhoff at the line. Second attempt from the charity stripe is on the way. It's up. This one is good. She's now 2 out of 3 from the line and has 7 points. That puts the Irish up now 17-15. Sacred Heart up by 2. 5:35 to play here in the second quarter. Eichhoff knocks the ball away from Miller over on the sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with BDS. This is Miller to inbound it, I believe.
Yes.
Anna Miller inbounding the pass. Gets it up to the top to Hallie Hoynes. Hoynes at the top of the circle, back to Miller on the left wing. Looking for Hudson in the paint, can't get it to her. Keller's there, underneath baseline, left side, shot is up off, no good. Gentry Lichtenberg has the rebound. Lichtenberg's going to bring the ball down court herself. Not bashful at all, she goes right into the teeth of the defense. Macy Keller with a shot from the free throw line that's up and off, no good. Keller had an open look out at the top of the key there, but couldn't get it to drop. With the basketball on the left side, I believe that's Hudson. Inside, turnaround shot, baseline underneath, up off, no good. That one put up by Miller. Rebound, Lichtenberg, down court, Eichhoff in the corner, right side of the basket. Dacey Witt with the ball, feeds back to Eichhoff. They play catch with it. Around the horn to the left side, on the near wing, it now comes to Delaney Witt. And there's going to be traveling ball on Eichhoff in the corner. Back into the ball game. Hannah Kingle checks into the lineup. And also in is Haley Silva, once again, for BDS.
Jessica Wurtenberger back in the ballgame for the Irish, and Olivia Eichhoff get her first break of the ballgame.
17-15, Irish up by 2 here in the semifinals of the Class A Munechus basketball tournament. 4 minutes, 43 seconds to play in the first half here in the second quarter. Cadle sets the offense at the top of the key, comes to the right side with it to Miller. Miller dribbles inside the free throw circle back to Cadle. Cadle guarded by D.C. Witt. Cadle with a little floater. Witt blocked part of it. Ball is rebounded underneath. Brought down by BDS. They bring it back out to Cadle at the top of the key. Cadle finds Hudson. Shot up and off. No good. Rebound into the corner. Baseline left side on the left side of the lane into Hudson. Turnaround shot. Hudson off the glass. In and out of there. How did she miss that one, John?
No idea how that ball find out.
Rebound Macy Keller. Keller on the pass finds Wurtenberger with the basketball across court to the right side. Keller in the paint. Little floater. In and out of there. Wouldn't fall. Macy Keller had a look inside the paint. Pretty good look at the basket. Just couldn't get it to drop. 17-15. Irish still up by 2. On the right side of the lane, moving toward the hoop. Here's a shot that's up off the rim. No good. That shot put up by Miller. Ball gets way out of bounds. It belongs to Sacred Heart.
3:46 to go in the first half. A 2-point Irish lead. Eichhoff back to the ball game for Dacey Witt.
Olivia Eichhoff into the ball game again. She has 7 points in the contest so far. 5'8 senior. Ball is inbounded to Delaney Witt. She'll set the offense at the top of the key with a pass to the right elbow. Drive off and comes back to Delaney Witt. Baseline in the corner for three. Up and good by Jessica Rutenberger. A timely three there by the 5'10 senior from the left side corner. 20-15. Biggest lead of the ball game for either team. A 5-point Irish lead with 3:21 to play here in the first half. Long pass to Hudson. She's double teamed. Hudson's tied up by Rutenberger. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Irish. Great defense by Jessica Rutenberger.
Rutenberger's really not afraid of anything.
That's for sure.
Tough as nails. Just a really good all-around ball player. She's pretty much anything she can do.
Jessica Hudson is a 6'3" senior, a pretty good-sized girl. Wurtenberger went right after her. Okay, Eichhoff being involved over there on the corner. They tried to knock the ball away from her. She clears the pass back out to Witt. Comes to the left wing to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger thought about a three again there for a moment. Now Eichhoff handles the basketball. We're inside of 3 minutes to go here in the quarter. 2:53, first half. 20-15, Irish up by five. They're leading the 11-1 BDS Eagles. Skip pass across court, a dangerous one. Comes to Rutenberger. She dribbles baseline left side, lays it up off the glass. What a jump by Jessica Rutenberger.
Why don't you go ahead and describe how she got there, Randy?
She weaved between two defenders off balance. Here's Cato with a three to send it out of there, and the rebound comes down to Delaney Witt. Rutenberger has 9 points now in the ballgame.
She went in there sideways. She shot that thing.
Make a note of that. 22-15. Biggest lead of the game thus far for the Irish, up by seven. Wurtenberger for three. Couldn't get it. And a whistle. We're going to have a foul call on the Irish. Foul is going to be on Gentry Lechtenberg. She was battling for that offensive board down there on Lechtenberg, her first. Team foul number three on the Irish. That'll bring Daisy Witt back into the lineup, this time replacing Macy Keller. Macy's had a couple of good looks under there. She did get one of them to fall, but very close to having 6 or 8 points is Macy Keller.
Very close.
22-15. The lead is 7 for the Irish. Down court. Here's a turnaround 2-pointer that's up and off the glass on the rebound. Delaney Witt. She's being harassed as she brings the ball up the court. Hannah Miller gives chase into the corner. Olivia Eichhoff left side. Skip pass all the way across to Daisy Witt. On the far side, D.C. bounce pass into Wurtenberger in the paint. Moves to the glass. Shot up over the defender. Couldn't get it. Ball tipped around. It's loose on the court. Grabbed up by Delaney Witt at the top of the key. To the left elbow. Back it comes to Eichhoff. 1:42 to go first half. Delaney Witt dribbling in. Driving. Floater off the glass. Up. Bounces once. Twice. Got it. Great job, Delaney Witt. Her first 2 points of the ball game. That is 24-15. A 9-point lead. Timeout taken. BDS. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the 94th Annual Mudeikis Basketball Tournament on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we're having a lot of fun up here on the stage at the Mudeikis Tournament. A couple of names that are very recognizable to Southeast Nebraska basketball fans, Coach Ken Cook and J.B. Leibel. Legendary coaches, I would call them icons of Southeast Nebraska coaching, and they always show up for the Mudeikis Tournament. We find them a seat up here in the media row and having a good time with them, John.
And full of mischief.
What did the sign say?
80 plus only table.
80 plus only. Okay.
JB denied that.
Yeah, we tease them the geezer squad over there, but they're having a great time. Ken Cook, recently honored, and I wish I had that information in front of me. You saw
the award, I think.
Yeah, it was. For the statewide award, is being honored again.
That's a national award.
A national.
Yeah.
Certainly deserved. 24-15, Irish up by 9 now. After the timeout, BDS with the basketball. Straight over the right side, Cato lobs it in. Ball stolen away by Wurtenberger. Oh, she stepped on the baseline. Great job, Jessica, making the defensive play for the steal.
And whatever is necessary is what she will do.
Macy Keller back into the lineup. Keller checks in. She'll be in to replace D.C. Witt. BDS's basketball baseline right side under their own basket. They'll inbound it. Still waiting to lob it in. Cadle gets the ball in the corner. Cadle in the paint. Little floater puts it up. She got it. That was a nice move by Hannah Cadle for her first 2 points of the ball game. 24-17. The lead is back to 7 now with 1:10 to go here in the first half. Irish just want to get to the locker room with this substantial lead. They were up by 9 a moment ago. Holding the ball in the left wing is Wurtenberger. Across toward Delaney. Whip for 3 from the right side. It's off with the rebound. Wurtenberger. Follow shot. Couldn't get it. Wurtenberger puts it up a second time. Couldn't get it. She'll be fouled. And we'll put Jessica Wurtenberger at the free throw line. She'll be shooting 2 shots.
Jessalyn Hudson with the foul. Her second. Team foul number 3 on the Eagles.
Jessica Wurtenberger, 9 points so far. She's got a tray, 3 deuces. This will be her first attempt at the free throw line, shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good.
And 7 rebounds.
Yeah, she's in double figures now. 10 points for the senior, Jessica Wurtenberger, playing in her final Budekas tournament. And we've had some Wurtenberger Budekas tournaments, haven't we?
Yeah, we have had a few.
There's a second shot up, and it's good also. 11 points for Jessica Wurtenberger. The lead is back to 9 now with under 1 minute to play in the first half. 26-17, 49 seconds to go in the second quarter. Miller with the ball on the left elbow, picks up her dribble, gets it up top now to Schradl. Schradl to the right side, finds Cadle with the basketball. Cadle, guarded by Gentry Lechtenberg to the top of the key. There's a 3 that's on the way up and off, no good. The rebound to Lechtenberg. Wurtenberger going after it. A jump ball is called. Wurtenberger, and is that Miller?
No, that's going to be Dixon.
Oh, Dixon, yeah. Millery Dixon was down there battling.
Tells ball will stay on the BDS end.
Well, inbounded on the baseline to Cadle to the top of the key. Cadle works to the right side, then the corner. Skip pass all the way across. That's Miller with the ball, I believe. Back to Schradl in the paint. Schradl's in traffic. Tied up, in trouble. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow, Irish. Boy, the Irish defense has played well in the first half of this one.
Scrappy today.
They have played well in the first half of this one. This is an uncharted territory for BDS. They are 11-1. They're not used to being down like this, trailing by 9.
Ranked number 8 in D1. The Irish ranked number 4 in D2 this week.
Irish with a chance to go up by double digits playing for the last shot of the first half. 17 seconds on the clock. Sacred Heart just holding the basketball. Going to let the clock wind down. It's 26-17. Irish up by 9. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. All right. Top of the key. Whip. Whip takes it into the paint. The floater's up. She got it off. No good with the rebound. I saw a foul shot. Won't go at the buzzer. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the BDS Eagles. Our halftime score, Sacred Heart 26, Bruning Davenport Chickley 17. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. That's coming up after this 2-minute break on KTMC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
S&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from S&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career path.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
Okay.
They have them up there. We'll figure it out in a minute. 5:53 to go in the ballgame. 36-27. Lead is down to 9 now. Wurtenberger with the basketball. Irish need to find some points here. Give it up top to Witt. Delaney Witt on the dribble. Cadle chases after her. Now finds Lechtenberg on the little weave. Oh, there's another steal. The ball stolen away by BDS. The Irish getting a little bit sloppy on ball handling out here, and that's the second turnover in a row. Cadle with the basketball. to the corner right side, up to the top of the key. Miller lobs it inside. Hudson, shot is blocked nicely by Keller, and then Keller comes down with a rebound to Jeff Holmeskog. Possession arrow stays with BDS. Those turnovers were costly here the last two possessions, John.
They were. Timeout saved the heart, up by 9 to 5, 21 to go in the fourth quarter. Back in 30 seconds on KPNC.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Murray Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors that can assist you with the necessary plans. Murray Mortuary in Southeast Nebraska with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Murray Mortuary, their family serving your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. John, we got a battle on our hands.
We do. They really, BDS really turned up the defense here late third, early fourth quarter. Switch out of that zone into that man-to-man. The Irish are not been able to get inside where they like to do a lot of their damage.
Well, and Sacred Heart, honestly, got a little bit too casual about their passing and running this lead out here and have turned the ball over a couple of times. They're going to have to really tighten that thing up and watch what they're doing with the ball handling because BDS is playing an in-your-face man-to-man defense.
Sacred Heart at this point doesn't have the true experience point guard like they've had so many of in recent years. Yeah. So they've got some good ball handler, but just not that one person that they can count on all the time.
Hoynes with the inbound pass comes to the left side to Miller to the top of the key around the right side of the group. That's Hoynes again. Now Schlegel handles the basketball. Schlegel, that is. Schlegel to the left side finds Miller. Schlegel works against Witt, backs out, can't get an open look, bounce pass inside Hudson. Miller for three from the left wing, shot is up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down once again to Eichhoff. Eichhoff pushes the ball down court. They'll set their offense and run against this man-to-man. Eichhoff, weekend foul is going to be called on Miller, trying to knock the ball away from him.
That'll be the 14th foul, that'll be Miller's second foul, both here in this fourth quarter.
Down to 4:51 to go, under 5 minutes now. Irish still clinging to a 9-point lead, 36-27. There's a foul before the ball even gets inbounded on BDS.
13 or 31? 13. 13. Be Ashley Schlegel's third foul. They want to turn it into a free throw contest, you think?
Could happen. Wurtenberger to inbound it on the side in forecourt. High lob pass in the backcourt. Lichtenberg chases it down. Still working across the time sign, the timeline. Gives it up now to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger guarded very closely here now by Hoynes. Dribbles around Hoynes. Works the bounce pass to the left side. Gives it to Eichhoff. She backs it back between the rings at the top of the circle. Eichhoff hands off to Delaney Witt. She'll take the left-handed dribble and work it across the timeline. Way in, driving layup. Witt puts it up. Whistle foul, and we'll put Delaney Witt at the free throw line to shoot two shots.
So I thought Ashley Schlegel just picked up her third foul of the quarter and fourth of the ball game.
At the free throw line will be Delaney Witt. She has 8 points in the game. This is her first attempt from the line. Shot is up and good. Delaney Witt can be a free throw shooting machine. I had her game. Where was I at? Wurtz or somewhere? No, Elma Murdoch. I think she made 10 in a row.
71% on the year.
Yeah. Second shot is up and good. She got them both. Witt now in double figures. Has 10 points. The lead is back to 11. 38-27 with 4:23 to go in the ballgame. With the basketball on the left wing is Hoynes. Hoynes guarded by Witt. Is back to Cadle at the top of the key. Cadle dribbles around to the right side. Almost lost a handle on it. Goes with a pass to Miller. Inside in traffic. Oh, Wurtenberger. Great job again. Oh, I thought she got the tie-up, but they're going to call the foul.
Jessica picks up personal foul number 3 in the ball game. Team foul number 4 of the half on Sacred Heart.
BDS's basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline. Right side under their own backboard. Waiting to lob it into Cadle on the left side. Fall away. Set shot up and off. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Knocking the ball away on the baseline underneath there was Haley Silva. It'll be, oh my.
Yeah, I got it correct. They had, nobody has ever thrown a lob to Cadle.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Three, baby. Lob pass. They just did, though.
Lob pass to Cadle.
Cadle, as I said, put the basketball to Laney Witt. 2-on-1 fast break. Witt against Cadle. Laying up, blocking foul is going to be called on Cadle. And if you're going to put somebody to the line for the Irish, Witt's the one you want there. Should be there shooting a pair, and a Cadle's first foul in the ball game. 17 foul. The Irish in the bonus the final half of the fourth quarter. Shooting two, Delaney Witt. First one is up and good. Inside of 4 minutes to play now, John. 3:55 on the clock. The lead is back to 12. Let's see if they can equal their biggest lead here. Second shot is up. It's good also. Four in a row for Delaney Witt here in the fourth quarter at the line. And it's 40-27. The lead is 13 with 3:52 to go in the ballgame. Anna Cadle on the dribble to the left side finds Miller. Back to Cadle. She almost didn't see it coming. Cadle catches the basketball. She's down in the corner guarded by Witt. Up to the top of the key to Hoynes. Across court. Ooh.
Foul there. That's an offensive foul. That's Miller. That's number three.
I didn't see the start of it, but I saw the end result. Delaney Witt went flying through the air.
Saw the hip toss?
Yeah. That's the third personal right on Miller.
Yes. Offensive foul, no free throws.
All right, 3:38 to go. 40-27. Full court pressure now by BDS. Down court pass to Lechtenberg. They have a 3-on-1 deal going here for a minute, but elected just bring the ball back up. Top to Wurtenberger. Chasing after Wurtenberger out here is Kelly Hoynes. Hoynes chasing Wurtenberger to the near side. Wurtenberger wants to hand the ball to Delaney Witt. She ducks under and goes around the defender. Delaney's at 30. Delaney's upset from down here at the other end. You can tell she's mad.
Well, she's been batting around.
Yeah, I know she has. There's Wurtenberger all the way in. Lays it up and couldn't finish. Rebound. Eichhoff comes down with the basketball. The whistle on a foul that's going to be called on BDS, John.
That's going to be 1-1 for the Irish, and that's going to be again on Schlegel
or Miller. No, Miller. That's on
Miller. Yeah, Miller, that's right. 31-3. I don't know which hand the referee is using first. So 4-on-31 and 4-on-13 now.
Olivia Eichhoff at the free throw line. She's 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. Has 7 points all in the first half. Here shooting 1-and-1. Shot is up. Couldn't get it. Ball tipped away. It'll stay with the Irish. Touch last on the baseline by BDS. Eagles tipped it away under there.
Good job by Wurtenberg between the two Eagles.
Eichhoff to inbound it. Baseline right side. Under her own backboard to toss it in. She's going to have to hurry. Avoid the 5-count. Lobs it into Macy Keller. Keller hands it off to Wurtenberger. We're inside of 3 minutes, John. 2:57 clock running. Irish up by 13. 40-27. Wurtenberger takes it to the far side in the corner. Hands to Delaney Witt. She gets a nice pick set over here by Lechtenberg. Now the pass again comes to Wurtenberger on the left wing. She starts to dribble to the left baseline, thinks better of it, and comes back between the rings to the top of the circle. Is off to Witt. Irish running clock here, down approaching 2.5 minutes to go. Macy Keller handles the basketball at the top of the key. Hands to Wurtenberger once again. Sacred Heart very patient here, John.
The defensive intensity has dropped off just a little bit chasing that ball.
I think they're tired. Now they give it to Witt. She'll be fouled.
And that's Sean Hoynes,
right?
Yes, her first team foul, number 10. Double bonus.
Yes, double bonus. At the line will be Delaney Witt when we return. But right now, timeout on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball, the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kartasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn. We're west of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our A-State territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group direct written premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, John, Delaney Witt is a 71% free throw shooter. As I mentioned, she made 10 in a row when I did her game, I think, up at Elmwood Murdoch. Tonight, she has made 4 in a row. There's 2:20 to go. Her team is up 40-27. She'll be at the line shooting 2. No pressure.
No, not at all.
Oh, I sure hope Delaney makes these after I did that tour. We have what's known as a radio announcer's curse. When they mention they haven't missed one or a long string, inevitably it spoils it for them.
You were casting a pretty big net, my friend, with we.
Yeah, well,
you are the champ.
Yes, that's true.
I will give you that.
Delaney went at the line shooting 2 shots. She takes aim, eyes the bucket. Shot is on the way. It's up. It's good. Delaney with five in a row, and she just put her team up by 14 points, 41-27, with 2:20 to go in the basketball game. Delaney with second free throw is up. It's good also, right down the middle, never a doubt on either one of those, John. And it's 42-27, biggest lead of the game now for the Irish, up by 15. Here's a three from the right side, up and off, no good. Rebound, Lechtenberg comes down with it. Great job by Gentry Lechtenberg, getting right after that basketball. Wurtenberger dribbles it across the timeline into forecourt, picked up defensively, hands it off to Delaney Witt. Slagle chases Delaney Witt. Now she'll hand right back to Wurtenberger. Nice thing about having a big girl like Wurtenberger, she can handle the basketball too, John.
Yes.
There's a feed underneath, gets it to Eichhoff. Eichhoff got fouled as they tried to put the pass to her. Foul's going to be on Hannah Cadle.
Cadle's first, and to the line now goes Olivia Eichhoff.
Inside of 2 minutes to go in the ballgame now. A minute 50 on the game clock. 42-27. Irish up by 15. Eichhoff shooting two. Shot is up. Oh, it rimmed around in and out of there. Wouldn't fall. Olivia has now made 2 of 5 from the free throw line. She'll have another attempt here, though. A minute 50 to go. Less than 2 minutes to play. Olivia Eichhoff, second free throw attempt for the senior. It's on the way up. This one is good. Olivia Eichhoff sucked that one. She's now 3 for 6 from the line. She has 8 points tonight. 43-27, biggest lead yet for the Irish, up by 16, a minute 40 to play in the ballgame. Up the top of the key, handling the ball, De Silva, driving away at Hubot, Cadle,
nice bucket, timeout, BDS, 1:35 to play, they're down by 14 to the Irish, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium, downtown Beatrice, with the corner of 4th and Ella Street. John, in case you want to set your GPS there.
No, I know how to get here.
Okay. A minute 35 to play in this one. Up next, we'll have the Johnson Brock Girls in their semifinal game with Parkview Christian. We got to finish out another 1:35 here. Wurtenberger to inbound it against full court pressure. Delaney Witt has the ball. Cadle gives chase back to Wurtenberger. Now they find Witt. She'll have to hurry to get it across the timeline and does so. Finds Olivia Eichhoff on the right wing. Eichhoff to the top of the key. Hannah Cadle chases after it. They run the weave perfectly to perfection at the top of the key. Jeffrey Lechtenberg into the corner. Macy Keller. Keller is trapped down here. She needs help. Coming to get the ball. Wurtenberger rescues her. Saves the day. Coming up on 1 minute to play in a ball game. 1:05 to go in the contest. Wurtenberger could have took it to the hole right there and didn't.
I'll tell you what, if the players are as intense as the two head coaches are, we're going to have a heck of a battle.
Lechtenberg is tied up. Timeout taken. Sacred Heart to save the possession, but we're inside of a minute to play now. 56 seconds to go in the ballgame. 43-19. Irish on top. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policy, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Harbor Branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Harbor Branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm Randy Gatula. That's John Nixon over there. 43-29. Irish up by 14. 56 seconds to go. Inbound pass. Lobbed in to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt at the top of the circle. Hands up to Wurtenberger. Almost had it taken away. It was tipped. Oh, they will call it over net. Looked to me like the ball was tipped there by Helen Hoynes, didn't you think?
She reached for it, I know. I don't know if she apparently didn't make contact.
She tried to tip it, let's put it that way. All right, inbound the pass to Hannah Cadle. Cadle to the right side, down to 44 seconds to go. Now a whistle on a foul inside, probably on Macy Power.
That'll be team foul number 5. Oh. I put that on Wurtenberger around the world. Where was she at?
I don't know if that's her fourth. 42-29.
2 seconds to go. Lob pass to Anna Cadle. Cadle, a long two from the right side. This all feel good. Rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good by Hudson. Hudson's had a big night offensively. Inbound the pass to Delaney Witt. Witt working one-on-one, getting pressure from Slagle. Gets it across the timeline. We're down to 25 seconds. Wurtenberger holds the ball at the top of the key. Not much sense in fouling here, girls. You're down by 12. Timeout taken Sacred Heart with 19 seconds to play. And we're going to sweep the bench here, I think, John. Let's ID all the girls that are going to see action here. I see Avery Santos checking into the ballgame. Jaylee Smith is checking into the contest. Who else we got coming off the bench here? Stacey Witt's going to be back in.
Back in. Should be Jocelyn Oberding.
Okay. Jocelyn Oberding checks in.
Stacey Witt.
Dolly Falk.
Yeah.
That's going to be your five that's in there now. 19 seconds to play. All these young ladies, some of them freshmen, can say, you know what? We played in the 94th annual Mudeckis basketball tournament.
Yeah.
Remember that semifinal game when we beat BDS? They were 11-1. That's the conversation a few years from now. We know about those conversations a few years from now, don't we, John?
Yeah.
43-31. The Irish are going to win this puppy in the semifinals and move on to the championship game. Of course, you'll hear that on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, that championship game tomorrow night at 8:15 here at the City Auditorium. They'll face either Parkview Christian or our friends from Johnson, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. Irish basketball, inbounding the pass, Jocelyn Oberding gets it into Avery Santos. She'll handle the ball. Avery dribbles to the right side of the lane, works it into the corner, baseline right side, Smith with the basketball. Jaylee Smith ends up to D.C. Witt, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. They're not going to foul here. Witt's just going to stand and hold the ball. Gives it to Santos. There's the buzzer in the ballgame. Your final score tonight in the Class A semifinal game, the Sacred Heart Irish 43 and the BDS Eagles 31. And, man, they took that off the clock in a hurry.
They did.
We'll step aside here for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the post-game scoring recap. We'll be coming up in 2 minutes right here on KTNC.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Du Bois, Humboldt, and Table Rock. And Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career path.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
So the Sacred Heart Irish advance to the Girls Class A Championship game, posting a 43-31 win over the BDS Eagles. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap, and here with a look at all the numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the first ball game of the day here in the A Division semifinals for BDS, Coach Hannah Gerberding. Her team led by senior Jocelyn Hudson. She had 18 points in the ballgame to go along with 8 rebounds on the day. 5 points for Hannah Miller, 4 for Hannah Cable off the bench. Two each for Haley Silva and Mallory Dixon in the game. They went 2-for-6 at the free throw line in this contest. BDS now 11-2 on the year. For the Irish, and Coach Luke Saturday, they are led by Delaney Witt, 14 points in the game, 6-for-6 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 13 for Jessica Wurtenberger. She had 13 points. I had her for 7 rebounds in the game. Olivia Eichhoff had 8. 6 more for Gentry Lechtenberg. And 2 in the game, Steve Keeker. The Irish hit 11 of 16 free throws the ball game, 7 of 11 in the fourth quarter when the scorer matched up 7 for each team in that fourth period. Sagan Hart now 11 and 2 on the air. They're the fourth ranked team in Class D2. So the Irish win it 43-31 and advance to the championship game tomorrow night here at the Nadeckis Tournament in Beatrice. Incidentally, tomorrow night, if you're going to come to that ballgame, Sagan Hart team from, I believe, 15 years ago were the champions of the Nadeckis Tournament. They're going to be honored tomorrow night at halftime of that girls' championship game. So hopefully some of those girls can show up. And we're all part of that team as well as the fans can come and support them and show their appreciation again. Right now, we are going to call it good here on KTNC tonight. Say Hart with a win. We will switch over to Sunny 101.3, our sister station. Coming up next here in about 15 minutes, we'll have Johnson Bronx and Parkview Christian, A Division semifinals over on Sunny 101.3. You can also listen on the web at nscsports.net. For Randy Gajula and our studio engineer in Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying good afternoon, everybody, from the City Auditorium in Beatrice.